A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. I am really impressed with Joseph in the way he approached life. Back when he found out Mary was pregnant, he trusted God. When he married her, he trusted God. When the child was born and all this company started coming, he trusted God and God's visitors and worshipped the child right along with them. When the angel of God warned him of the trouble to come, he trusted God. He did what he needed to do in his day, in his hour, in his situation. And with his wife and child, he packed their few belongings and got Mary up on their beast with the child. I hope he was warm enough. They went running off into the night, probably not too sure of the route or how dangerous the trip would be, using star and moonlight for guidance, yet grateful for the cover of the night. And Mary trusted Joseph, and off they went, fleeing the impending danger. And then there was the massacre of all those babies, the tentative safety of the Son of God, the wailing of those parents, the blood spilled because of another's anger and seeking for power, the whole situation. How awful. But we have awfulness present today, do we not? Families get word of impending danger, or hear bombs, or smell the gunpowder, or open the door to those who assist them in fleeing to safety, who tell them there is not much time, that the night is best, that they have to walk so their bundles should not be too great, that the children are not to be told everything, that it is much too scary for them. And yes, it is scary for the parents too, for their leaving of possessions and homeland and freedom to worship and more and more. Whom do they trust? Do they have a Joseph too? Are we to become their Joseph and offer them a safe route or a place to pause and rest or even a place to relocate for an indefinite period of time? And what else is awful and dangerous these days? It is awful that there are those who live in fear due to psychological, verbal, physical, or sexual abuse. There are children who cannot walk to school alone or even play in their own little yards, if they have yards, because there are so many violent threats, so many guns, so many angry people. And there are people of all ages who experience bullying because they have a scar or are smaller or larger than most, who have to wear the same clothes all the time, who have no money for extra fun, who wear leg braces or are in wheelchairs or have a chronic health disability that is embarrassing or whose sexual orientation is different from another. Oh, what power over can do. What evil is caused by sin. Those on the margins, as Jesus was, are challenged, even as we sit here in our cozy chairs and ponder the readings of the day. Let us be comfortable, yes, but always vigilant and aware that the angel with wisdom and warnings might be coming. And like Joseph, let us heed the call. Let us help others who need to flee from danger and all other evils that surely trouble their innocent lives. All you holy innocents, then and now, pray for us.